So, welcome to our village board meeting. It's 7:02 on Monday, March 14th. If I can ask the clerk to take the roll call. And don't call Ken or Lisa yet because we have to get them as a group.
Understood.
I mean, telephonically.
And then, but we do have to call Bob so that he's
yes,
marked out.
Yes, because Bob will be absent, yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell. President Odusi.
Here. And then if I can get a motion to allow Trustee Gillis and Trustee Johnson to join our meeting telephonically in a second, and then we'll take a vote. Okay.
Second.
Okay, very good. And this, if you could take a vote to allow them to join telephonically.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
And you have to call me because we only have three.
All right, President Odusi?
Yes. That makes four. Okay, very good. Well, then I guess then we just...
They are admitted to the meeting.
They admitted, okay. So welcome to our meeting. All right, with that then, I'd ask to, if we could please stand to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. All right, we have no public comment. Elijah, very good. Okay, so that brings us up through the elected official comments and announcements. So I'll ask maybe Trustee Brennan. Trustee Johnson, do you want to, can you hear us? I forgot. All right.
I just wanted to welcome everyone to the meeting, and I'm sorry I could not be there. I'm having slight health issues, but I wanted to wish everyone a safe and a safe upcoming spring and March Madness. And there's more to come. Just for the record. All right, but that's all I had to say. Thank you.
You gotta like the guy. He knows what is. How it is. All right, thank you, Ken. Katie?
Yeah, it's probably fitting to just say again that we are, our hearts and minds are with the people in Ukraine, and we had a nice gathering the other day at the flagpole, honoring especially local residents who have Ukrainian connections, and there were some really very touching comments that were made. So, and also Kathy spoke as well, so I thought that was nice support. And then also I wanted to mention that today I did a very interesting training. It's a bystander intervention training to stop anti-Asian and xenophobic harassment. And I learned about the training at a Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus DEI meeting that a handful of us around the table here attended a month or so ago. Signed up for it. Anyone can sign up for it. You don't have to be an elected official or staff in a municipality. You can be a resident. In fact, it would be great if all sorts of residents want to participate and learn the tools and methods that I learned about today. It's 1 hour. It's put on by Asian American Advancing Justice in Chicago, CARE Chicago, which is a criminal rights organization, and Hollaback, which is a movement to end harassment. They gave us some history about harassment in examples and their impacts, and then some tools. And so I don't know what the best thing to do is. Is there a place to give the link if anyone wants to have that to sign up? Where would we do that?
Provide it with, to John or Elijah.
Okay, I'll send it over to you. And I'll just say it now. It's advancingjustice-chicago.org/get-involved/. So better to check it on the site.
Great.
Also, I had my TRHT general meeting and my subcommittee, community relations subcommittee meeting. since we last met. And also we had a very successful One Earth Film Fest, 11th One Earth Film Fest. I attended the launch downtown. There were a lot of local residents who were there also because they are involved either as judges or founders or have submitted films. And then attended a film in River Forest that was hosted by the Urban Village Church, which shares a space with the Methodist Church on Lake and Thatcher. And then the closing of the film fest was last night. So another successful wrap of 11th annual film fest.
What was that? Where was that closing? Was it downtown?
I wasn't in town. Oh. So I know it was remote. You could have attended remotely.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Katie. John, anything?
I have nothing to add to the permanent record. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Rez?
He's so formal. Permanent record.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. I just have a few things to talk about. On March the 3rd, Kathy and I attended the Mayor's Metropolitan Caucus Age-Friendly Communities Collaborative, and the topic was the number of resources and assistance on age-friendly communities that are available. There was a focus on Bill Armbruster from the AARP regarding what they're offering, because they have like this huge database of information that's not only relevant for us in River Forest, but also regional with our neighboring municipalities and villages that I thought were quite an eye-opener. But it also opened the door for a discussion on whether we should have a regional collaborative. Because right now, and we're looking at doing both, meaning we're not, each individual village or municipality is doing different things at different levels as it relates to age-friendly activities. But we're thinking about maybe looking at something that all of us, meaning all of us in this region, can focus on and work on. And maybe even, if it's possible, getting some funding for it. I know we're going to be applying for a community challenge grant that AARP is offering. So, and that's more on an individual village municipality side. So, so that is good. We're looking forward to working with our fellow municipalities as well as AARP. The second thing is, yes, I also joined, and a number of us joined, the gathering in support of Ukraine. I also agree that some of our residents had some heart-filling, real stories about their families and the suffering that they have and the challenges that they have experienced on behalf of their families. So I was quite moved, I'm sure a number of us were, with that. So. I was, you know, my heart's out to them, and I know, I don't even know, do we still have any signs left for support?
Yes,
please. We everyone should grab one of those signs and put it in their front yard, so in support of the Ukrainian families for freedom and democracy. That's exactly what we sometimes lose track and take advantage of, or lose track of, or take it for granted, I should say, where other countries like Ukraine at the moment is like really fighting for that. So my heart goes out to all of the Ukrainian, both here in River Forest as well as our country and as well as in the Ukraine. So last but not least, the Age-Friendly Advisory Committee, we met on March the 9th also. We did complete the compilation of all the hard copy surveys that our seniors submitted. We now put it's all on SurveyMonkey, so we all have the data electronically. Our discussion was whether we needed any additional assistance for a consultant to look at the data and help us analyze it, but based on what we saw and what we looked at, we feel that we can do it on our own and we don't need to spend any additional funds for a consultant. We can do it on our own. So we're going to be doing that. And that's it. And last but not least, I wish everybody a safe and healthy St. Paddy's Day on Thursday. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Erica? Lisa's up next. I'm sorry. Lisa? Are you?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So I also attended the Ukrainian Rally for Peace, and I was totally moved. I am dealing with, I work on a global business in my work life, and it is quite horrific right now in terms of what, you know, global companies are doing to try to support their people while at the same time adhering to really doing the right thing. So if you can take a sign, I reiterate what has already been said in terms of please do and support the effort. We have many people in town who are Ukrainian and feel for these people, and I cannot say anything more. Also, from a work perspective, I am participating in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and I want to speak to the fact that, you know what, the amazing thing about your board is that many of us work outside of, you know, the duties we contribute to the community, and those there's often synergies across both, and I think that it's an amazing thing. So I continue to learn a lot about diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace, in the communities, in amongst the, you know, society that are helpful in my work life, in my personal life, and in my duties as a trustee. And lastly, happy St. Patty's Day. Please keep it safe. Remember, 2 years ago, we were put on lockdown because of COVID.
Right.
Just don't overdo it. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks. Erica?
I'd like to begin with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, the Menominee and Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. I too want to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day and a safe St. Patrick's Day. Also attended the Rally for Peace in Ukraine. Was very moved by the flag being raised here in River Forest as a show of solidarity. Kathy, I think you said that was the first time that any other country's flag has been raised, most likely here in River Forest. So it's something that's important. There are many different ways that you can support Ukrainians, and I believe some of that information is probably on our website at this point. Brian, the yard signs. Are those up on the second floor of the village hall?
Yeah, the yard signs are on the second floor over by the elevator and the windows.
Wonderful. I'm not going to remember the name of the company, but over on Marion, there's a T-shirt and product design company that donated those. He has a Ukrainian background, and so just thank you to him for his support of our community and showing our solidarity with that. I do want to also just make a report on our DEI advisory group. We met last Monday, and it was the first time that the subgroups came together and began the work of looking at what they are tasked to do and prioritizing. I think many people came out of that feeling really good about what they are now going forth and doing. From here on out, we think that our meetings, we will still have two meetings a month. One meeting will be training or education on topics relevant to our group. And then the second half of that meeting will be essentially a readout from each of the subgroups on their work and their forward momentum. The second meeting of the month will be a space for the subgroups to meet and gather and work and have availability to us as co-chairs for input or advice or questions. So very happy about that. I'm not sure if we have gone through the subgroups here at this table, so I will just run through them very quickly. Again, as they stand right now, we've got 7 different subgroups, so there are about 5 people on each group generally. And the first one is the RFP consultant, tasked to formulate the RFP and help us find a consultant. One is around employment and HR. Another is around purchasing and suppliers. Another is around housing. Another is around community outreach. Our 6th is around intergovernmental relations. And the 7th is around governance and DEI review framework. So really fortunate to just have many hands working on these different initiatives. And that's it for
Sounds good. Sounds like you made some progress.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. All right, so I'll be brief. I'd like to say happy International Women's Day. I think it started this month. Of course, happy Patty's Day. And of course, happy March Madness. Go Ramblers, right? A couple things. As others mentioned, we had, I think, a very nice, peaceful rally, and I think very moving, as many of you said. I'm very appreciative of Marta and Oskar Kolsberg, who spoke very passionately about the issues and the trouble in Ukraine. I also want to thank Anna Cook and her mother, who's from Ukraine. Again, a very passionate plea for peace. So we do hope that this does end in a peaceful way, but we also know that the Ukrainian government and its allies need to ensure there is freedom and democracy for that country and for the countries that surround it. Today we will approve a resolution that will continue to allow us to keep the flag on our pole, and I am very proud of River Force and all of you came to the rally and also other trustees who are in support of this resolution to allow the flag to fly for 31 days with our American flag and with our Illinois flag. I'm not aware of another municipality that I'm right now currently that has done that. Maybe there is, but I do also know I don't think there's been Greg, you have more past than I do here, but I don't believe there's a flag that's been flown other than the Ukraine flag. So we're making some good headway. As Rez pointed out, I chaired the Age Friendly Collaborative with Rez, and as he spoke, where we've got a great relationship with the AARP, and I think they're going to not only provide us some good funding, but it's good framework, good resources to move forward. So I'm happy about that. So that's pretty much all I have to report out. So our next item on our agenda is to recognize a young gentleman that came to us right out of school and made an impact in our community, frankly, more than I ever thought you would, just simply because you're coming right out of college and you just don't know, and you made a huge impact. So we don't need an action, we don't need any action, but I do have a proclamation recognizing John Pape, and I'd like to read it if you don't mind. I know it will take a little time, but I think it's worth getting it on the record and hearing just all the great stuff that John did. So it goes, whereas John Pape has dedicated himself to serving others since an early age, having attained the rank of Eagle Scout, which I didn't know, so that's great. And whereas Jonathan's commitment to public service continued into his career with the Village of River Forest,
which began in July 2015 when he joined the village staff as a graduate intern. And whereas Jonathan's talent and excellent performance were recognized when he was promoted to the position of management analyst in 2017 after receiving his master's degree, and whereas Jonathan was again promoted to the assistant to the village administrator position in 2020, and whereas Jonathan Pape has displayed exceptional professional ability in each role he has held during his tenure with the village and has made significant contributions to the village of River Forest. And whereas among his many contributions are the skillful management of the village's communications program, design and launch of a new website, and the community calendar, oversight of the village's information technology program, and implementation of many technological improvements in support of the village departments. And he supported the efforts of the Historic Preservation Commission, the Collaboration Committee, and Ethics Commission. And whereas in 2021, Jonathan was instrumental in supporting the efforts of the senior response team in the early days of COVID-19 pandemic and led the organization and execution of COVID-19 vaccination clinics in River Forest that resulted in the vaccination of over 750 older adults who were most vulnerable to the COVID-19 virus. And whereas Jonathan is a highly regarded member of the village management team, whose leadership, professionalism, dedication, and positive attitude are a credit to his profession. So now, therefore, I, Catherine DeDucey, village president of the Village of River Forest, do hereby thank Jonathan Pape for his dedicated service to the Village of River Forest and offer our sincere gratitude and best wishes for future success. Thank you.
Don't move. He's gonna take a picture.
I'd like to. Can I get one with you two right there near the podium, and then we could bring everyone up?
Yeah, just because it's
wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
You're an all-purpose chief.
That's right.
Yes, madam.
Ken and Lisa, we'll put your faces in there. Don't worry. We'll.
They were in the background.
Oh, they were in the background. See, only our lawyer would think that.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Before we move on, can I just say, you know, something about how much of a pleasure it's been to work with you, John? You are, you know, genuine. You've always been so responsive. You've made my job easier. And I imagine you've made it's been the same for the other elected officials and your colleagues and also residents. So you made a big difference, and we will definitely miss you. You're fun to be around. So I hope that we continue to be able to see you in the future at municipal events and the like. Best of luck to you.
Yeah. I was just going to add that besides, and I'm sure we all agree with what was just said about you, John, but I think what's more important is the fact that our residents have always said very nice things about you, and our collaborative team from the respective public bodies have respected you and really heard. It's almost like, Russ, excuse me, John, what do you think?
Yeah.
But it was interesting. But in all seriousness, I do think that you made a terrific impact in the village, and not so much for the board, but for all of our residents, truly. So we will miss you. So keep in touch. Okay.
He he won't be a stranger.
Yeah, and I just want to echo those sentiments. John, you know, we were elbow and elbow in the complete count committee, and when people said that we were going to lose population here in River Forest, you made sure that our count actually went up with everything that you did. And you are a force. You are creative. You never say no. You say, how can we get something accomplished? And you, without hesitation, things that don't have to be done. You didn't have to go to the Jewel and pass out census bags to folks on a Saturday morning with your, I think then, fiance, but you did, because that's how committed to the community you were, and I'm sure still are in some ways. So we are going to miss you. I know you're going to Glencoe, one of my hometowns. They are very lucky, and I think you'll do very well there.
All right, give me that proclamation back. We forgot about the 2020 census count.
Yeah.
Seriously, we got to put that in, because you were a big force. Mm-hmm. You were. You did, I mean, you're right. Yeah. He was out there with the, you know, cards and everything, just promoting it. So, yeah, we're going to miss you dearly, but we also understand, you know, there's growth opportunities. So good luck to you, John. And, you know, we wish you and your family huge success. Okay, so let's move on to our consent agenda.
Can I pull 5E?
Yeah,
thanks.
Yes, of course. Okay.
Motion to approve consent items A through 5D and 5F through 5K.
Can we get a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. And then if we can have the clerk read it. Any discussion, comments on those? Okay, then we'll just, John, if you could read it, and then we'll take a vote.
Consent Agenda A, Village Board of Trustee Meeting Minutes, February 28, 2022. B, Support for Ukraine Resolution. C, Adopt a Resolution Appointing a Delegate and Alternate Delegate to the Intergovernmental Risk Management Agency, IRMA, resolution. D, amendment to the annual budget for corporate purposes for the current fiscal year commencing on the first day of May 2021 and ending on the 30th day of April 2022 for the Village of River Forest, Illinois ordinance. F, approval of the payment in the amount of $24,719.32 to the Davenport Group USA Limited for LAMA annual maintenance for the period of May 1st, 2022 through April 30th, 2023. G, monthly department reports, February 2022. H, financial report, February 2022. I, accounts payable, February 2022, $1,390,290.85. J, village-wide performance measurement report, February 2022. K, village administrator's report. Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis? Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Okay, then if I can get a motion and a second on 5E, and then we'll address your concerns or questions, Katie. So, the motion.
I move that we ratify a contract award to Davis Tree Care and Landscaping for the 2021 tree trimming program in a not to exceed amount of $50,025. And ratify a contract award to Homer Tree Care for the 2021 tree and stump removal program in a not to exceed amount of $44,000.
Second.
Okay. Yeah. So I just pulled this because seeing the information about the tree and stump removal in the village reminded me that The Sustainability Commission is working to collect and analyze the data about our tree canopy in the village, and they're using that information to plug into their greenhouse gas metrics, specifically for carbon sequestration. And so I had a call with Jeff today just to be sure that we are connecting with these two vendors, or connecting these vendors to the Sustainability Commission, so that they're able to gather the data that they need to keep populating the information that they're collecting, so that we can keep getting the information that we need. And Jeff did say yes, that seems like it's I don't know if it's been done now, but it's possible to do it.
Yeah, and I spoke to Sarah Pfeiffer, who staffs that commission, and she's got it on her radar to discuss with them at their next at the next Sustainability Commission meeting, just to make sure that whatever information they are seeking in that regard, we can get that to them. I do not anticipate that to be an issue of any kind.
Can I just add on to that we do maintain a tree database, and I would expect that this information would make it into the tree database, which is what they're using to populate that, you know, their metric.
And since it was pulled, I was it was very interesting to read how specific and what they do to trees. And it is not willy-nilly, oh, this branch looks like it could use some trimming. It is very detailed in the reasons why. So just some light reading, but I thought it was very,
yeah,
very interesting. Yeah.
Trustee Johnson.
Did you read it?
Oh, well, she read it. Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
I was read. Okay, right. I don't care.
Okay. Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We have no item number six, so let's move on to the seven and hopefully easy recommendations. I think I see Eric Harris. Eric, I don't know if you want to put your video on, but I'd like to get a motion to approve item 7A. We could do one, two, three, but I mean, yeah.
Doing one at a time.
Yeah, and then
okay,
I can explain.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Then I move to concur with the recommendation of the village president to appoint Eric Harris, filling in the Cragen vacancy for the remaining term expiring April 30th, 2024.
Second.
Can we do them all? Rez, can we do them all?
If you'd like to do them all in one motion.
Yeah, and then I can go through.
Oh, okay.
So you can
yep.
add to your motion.
Sure. Then I'd like to add to my motion also to concur with the recommendation of the village president to appoint Mary Shoemaker to fill in the Kegel. Thank you, vacancy, for the remaining term expiring on April 30th, 2022, and also move to concur with the recommendation of the village president to appoint Mary Shoemaker, again, to fill in the Kegel vacancy for the remaining term expiring on April 30th, 2025.
Okay. Second again.
Okay, real good. Thank you so much, Rez and
okay.
Erica. So Carrie Cragen has resigned the plan commission. Eric Harris is here. I don't know if he's on video, but Eric is an architect. He's quite skilled in the whole area of planning and urban planning, and I think he'd be a great addition to our plan commission. I ran into him many years ago when he actually ran for the library board. And so I've been waiting for a vacancy on the plan commission because I know Eric would do a great job. As far as development review board and zoning board, as you know, the zoning board, development review board rotates. And so Mary Shoemaker is a real estate attorney. So I think she would add a good level of understanding of a lot of all the development that we, they talk about. So I think Mary would be a great addition to that team. So those are Mary and Eric.
Any questions? So hearing none, take the vote.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And welcome aboard. So that ends our, we don't have an executive session, so I welcome a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Right. Second.
All right. How about that? This is the quickest one.
That's pretty quick.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
President Ducey?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you. All right.